This week's episode on the podcast is a special one. It's actually me being featured as a guest on the Mind Meets Body and Soul podcast with Heather and Devin. They are amazing. I love them so much. I had such a great time on the podcast. Some of the things that we talk about and they ask me is the story behind Spread Love Movement, what it means to me to spread love. We talk about a recent retreat that I went on and how that experience expanded my purpose in spreading love. And towards the end, I talk about the immense power of gratitude and how to start your own gratitude practice. I hope you enjoy.
Well, I am excited, Heather. I know we prefaced this last week that this month's guest would be my first jungle friend on the podcast. I am so happy and grateful to be welcoming on this month's podcast guest. Justin Court is a love activist, podcast host, and the founder of Spread Love Movement, which is an online community and page 500,000 people strong, dedicated to bringing a little more love into your daily life. He believes that love is who you are, and he is on a mission to remind everyone of this deep and universal truth. He has devoted his life to aid in the shift of the planet's collective consciousness to be more loving, open, forgiving, empathetic, kind, peaceful, accepting, and understanding, essentially a consciousness that is one. So without further ado, Justin, welcome to Mind Meets Body and Soul.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for that introduction. I'm really excited to be here and just chat with the both of you, go in deep on some topics, and just help anybody out there who's listening.
So happy to have you here, Justin. You were one of my very first jungle friends. Thinking about the wild experience that we had. And, you know, I texted Heather from the jungle and I was like, I have our next month podcast guest. And, you know, Heather just laughed at that. She didn't even think I had service in the jungle.
Totally Devin's kind of person, straight from the jungle. I'm like very excited, Justin, to have you and hear all that you're going to share with us today. I think it's going to be a really great episode. I'm excited.
Yes, Devin, it was so great meeting you in the jungles of Mexico. What a beautiful place to start a friendship and a relationship, honestly. It's like the bonds that, you know, we created amongst ourselves and so many other people there are really ones that are going to last for such a long time. And I, you know, really resonated with you off the bat because you do have this really gentle, just very welcoming, calming energy. And it's like I couldn't help but be drawn to you and want to talk to you and go deeper with you. So I know it was nice. We met so early on in the retreat in the jungle. And I'm just so grateful that we did meet so early. Well, just in general that we did, but that we did meet so early. So we had a lot of time while we were there just to go deeper, connect more, and just understand each other a little bit more.
I could cry, Justin. Thank you so much. That was really beautifully said. I receive all of that. And it was really special that we met so early on. So I know we'll get a little bit more into the retreat, but to start, and Heather, to give you an idea of what our meeting was like and the first introduction. So it was the second morning of the retreat, and the breakfasts are set up kind of like buffet style, and you're all in this lobby area with different benches and seats and beds, et cetera. And I remember the very second morning of the retreat, Justin and myself and two of our other soon to be friends, we just sat around chatting. And I don't even know, like maybe before we even introduced our names to each other, we were just like talking about what brought us to the retreat and what we were excited for, what our intentions were. I don't think I knew anything about you, Justin, like the typical like demographics, like where are you from? What do you do? And yet we were talking about the different accounts and teachers and spiritual leaders who really inspire us. And I was sitting across from you and we were talking about this and we were just like, wow, we're so aligned in who we follow and what we then bring to the table for our clients. And then you were amongst the first speakers, the presentations at the retreat later that day.
What was so cool about this retreat is the conversations, it was so, I felt so easy to just jump into conversations with people you had never met before, and within a minute, really start to already understand who they are, where they come from, their thoughts, how they carry themselves, the teachers that they love, which is perfect because it gives you an understanding of kind of just like where they're at, the things that they've learned, the knowledge that they've taken in. And when you can kind of connect in teachers, it's like, wow, we have these same views and ideas about how the universe works, about how these things operate and stuff like that. But I did love that about the retreat, that we were able just to jump right into these very meaningful conversations so quickly.
It's really what I loved about that retreat, like probably most of all. And last week on this podcast, Heather and I spoke to that very topic of community and how important it is to surround yourself with the right support, with the people that you connect with, in all, different areas of your life. So that was a huge one. And Heather, I think, is already convinced that she's coming to this next ACE Interstellar retreat.
Yeah, and I think I just want to, like, as the third party here observing the dynamic between you and listening, I think what sounds so cool about the retreat is that, like, the foundation of you all being there was very similar, and that, like, you knew that there were some core intentions that you each had going into this retreat, and you were speaking the same, like, literal language, obviously, but, like, language of, like, who we follow. And in sharing that, you're talking about, like, your values and the things that, like, you really believe in and find to be important. So, like, it just sounds like you kind of bypassed the superficial stuff and the demographics. I mean, apparently each other's names too, and just, like, dove wholeheartedly into, like, foundational relationship building stuff.
That's like one of the things. I'm personally not great with names, and maybe I think this way to give myself an excuse, but most times I don't really care what your name, honestly, it's not that I don't care what your name is. I care who you are. That's what I want to get to know and who I want to understand. These names are just like little labels we put on each other to help identify, and I get that. But the most special thing to me is just like knowing your energy and your soul and how you show up and like the love that comes from you, that is like so important. So even like meeting everybody off the bat, it's like there were 50 or 60 people there. I knew I was not going to remember everyone's name, but I knew I'd remember their energy and how they showed up.
Absolutely. And if I wasn't sold on the truth that you and I were going to become great friends in that moment from that breakfast, just like a few hours later, you were on stage in front of all of us, inspiring us, touching all of our hearts, and sharing your story and sharing your presentation on the power of gratitude, a topic that, of course, Heather and I love here on Mind Meets Body and Soul. And you have a really inspiring, really heartwarming story. So I would love for you to share with us what inspired the Spread Love movement. What was the story behind that?
So it's pretty wild. Before Spread Love movement, I was a loving guy, I was caring, but just like I don't know, I've gone so much deeper into the understanding of love, of who we are. And so it's interesting, I wasn't, spiritual or meditating or doing any of these things before starting Spread Love movement. It came from a very beautiful time in my life. And sometimes the best things that come in our life come from the most traumatic, difficult, hardest time of our lives. And I've seen that happen time and time and time again on the Spread Love Movement podcast with the guests that I'm talking to. And I'm however it came to be, I'd be grateful, but I'm so grateful it really came from this incredible time. So when me and my now wife first met, it was unreal. She really truly showed me a love that I just never knew existed. I never really saw in my life before. I never knew I could really find that. And she just like lit me up and just showed me this deep, compassionate love and just this beautiful version that a human being can be. In the beginning of our relationship, I was really in this state of euphoria, like a lot, all the time. I was just like so elevated. I was so high vibrational. I was just, love was pouring out of me, through me. And at the time, I was living in New York City, and I was living in Brooklyn. And to get to work in Manhattan every day, I would walk over this little bridge from Brooklyn to Queens, And then I would take the 7 train into Manhattan and then go to work. And then so the walk over the bridge was about a 12 or 15 minute walk. And it is literally the most ridiculous view of the New York City skyline. So like for the 12 or 15 minute walk, you're seeing it perfectly the entire time. It is wild. It's like really one of the craziest views of one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And I got to experience that twice every single day, going to work and then coming back. So I'm walking over this bridge. I'm feeling so elated and so euphoric. And then I'm looking at this ridiculous view. And as I'm walking over, and literally this love is just pouring out of me, I'm like, my mind just started to move. And I'm like, I need to share this love. Like, there's like almost like too much for me to even handle now. I need to spread love. I need to help people. I need to bring this love into other people's lives. I just felt this like deep, deep desire to spread love and to help other people. And then, so I'm walking over this bridge twice a day, and I just let my mind kind of freely go. I didn't rush it. I didn't even know where it was going to go or what was happening, but I didn't rush it. I didn't put pressure on myself to be like, figure this out in the next month or next 2 weeks. I really just like let my mind just be. And walking over this bridge in this euphoric state, looking at this insane view, my mind just started to move and go. And I just started to kind of play around with different things that could work. And then through that, eventually, the idea for Spread Love Movement really came to be. The podcast came like years later. But that, the initial Spread Love Movement, the page, the community, it all spawned from this part of my life that was just so filled with love to the point where, again, I was like overflowing where I had to share it. And it's just like, to me, that was just like really cool. Like, my wife just really brought and just opened, not even like brought it. She opened up this piece of me of love that I never knew was there or again that existed. And then just really through that and through that energy, eventually the idea of Spread Love Movement came to be.
I think it's so sweet that you have and have experienced that love, and then even better that you've experienced it so much that you were like overflowing with it and then chose to continue that. Like, I think we need more kindness, we need more love in this world, and I'm so grateful for you that you felt that so deeply and so much that you were then like, all right, like I'm filled up and so much of it is here that like I'm ready to pa pay it forward or pass it on and continue to spread that. I think that's incredible.
It really was a it just was a truly fantastic time of my life. And the fact that not only did I meet this person that is just so beautiful and so loving and just incredible in every way, and then Spread Love Movement came from that as well too. It was just like I look back at that and I'm like, I try to revisit it. I'm like, where was my mindset? Who was I then to have manifested this like immense abundance in my life? And from that has come everything else. It's come the podcast, it's come my movement into meditation, into yoga, into being a speaker, into so many other things. It all came from that. Like literally the way that I live every single day right now, me showing up to shift the collective conscious of the planet, it all started from that time.
That is all just music to my ears, Justin. The way that you speak, that you're somebody who really, in my eyes, radiates love and radiates joy and abundance. And I love, from that retreat, following what you do on the Spread Love Movement on your Instagram page and how you constantly just share the good news of, I would assume, the people who are sending you their content, right? And then also you're sharing your own messages. So not only are you sharing the love that your community is bringing to their lives and want to share with the world, but you're also sharing your own love. And that really brings me to, the question of like, what does love mean for you? What does it mean to spread and to be love?
It's such a good question, and it's really, I think, a question that everybody should ask themselves all the time. Because when you ask yourself that question, you get to align with who you really are, and then you get to start to step in that direction. Like, you may think, hey, I want to be loved, but to reinforce it and to actually make it true, I think it's, again, it's just very important to ask ourselves that because it gives us really the power and the ability. And asking ourselves that, having the awareness of, okay, this is actually how I want to be, and intentionally were showing up in that way. And then really for me, love. So when I talk about love a lot, it's not the romantic love. It's not like being in love with your partner or your spouse. It's that you are the energy of love. That's who we all are. Like, why do we think, why does love feel so good for us? Like when we're being kind or we feel joy or we feel abundance, why do we think that feels so good? Because that's the truth of who we are. Like the energy of the universe is love. We are the energy of the universe. And then so to me, love is really showing up as the most loving, kind, empathetic version of yourself. And when we show up that way, this is so important. It doesn't mean that we get walked all over. Like that's the misunderstanding of like kindness and love is weakness. You know how difficult it is to be kind and love to someone who isn't kind and love to you, loving to you? It's like, it's so insanely difficult. So it is, it's just showing up as that highest version of yourself, forgiving people, forgiving yourself, loving others, showing love for yourself, being kind to yourself, kind to others. It's a full circle. It's not just outward. It's not just inward. It's in all directions, truly. And when we can show up and be love to ourselves and the people around us, that's really how we can make these drastic shifts in our reality and in our consciousness. And from my own experience, when we can show up and be vulnerable and be the truest form of ourselves and be insanely authentic and be loving and caring towards others, I can't think of a better way to live. Like now experiencing that every day, that's like one of the points of Spread Love Movement too, is to spread this to people as well too, so that they at least know it exists. If you don't want to choose the path of love, that's cool. Like it's all love for you anyway. But I always want to put these things out there for people to at least know that they exist, and it's up to them and they can choose in which direction that they want to move in. And when we can be this beautiful form, this love that as we can show up, I'm telling you, your reality will shift. Your mindset will change. The people that come into your life will be different. The experiences you have will drastically change to so much more positive. So that's what it is for me. Love is showing up as that highest, best version of yourself, especially when it's really hard and difficult. That's like when it really matters, right? It's easy to be loving again when someone's nice to you. Like that's easy. But can we be that at other times? And again, it's not being walked all over. You have to be strong and firm in your love, right? Maybe you being loving to someone isn't just yesing them to death. Maybe you being loving to someone is your friend not holding themselves accountable and you being tough and holding them accountable, right? It goes in so many ways. It's like in a moment, literally ask yourselves at times, what would love do? I ask myself that sometimes. Like in this moment, how would love show up? How would this beautiful idea of our unity and oneness, how would that version, how would that energy show up in this moment? And when I ask myself that question, it really does guide me in that direction of who I truly am and how I truly want to show up.
I love that question of like, how would love show up? Because I think it allows you to like come back a step and like not feel so reactive to the thing that's happening and be so much more intentional with what it is that you're doing. We literally just had an episode come out. A lot of what you said speaks to a lot of episodes we've had in the past, and I'm not surprised at all. But something Devin and I just spoke about is like the true strength and reframing seeing sensitivity and being emotional from a weakness to seeing it as like a superpower and a strength. And it is so hard to love on someone who is showing you hate, negativity, anger. Like, I think it's so courageous and so vulnerable in the best way of us to choose, like, to show up with love in those situations. And I'm just really grateful for all that you're sharing and saying. I think it's so powerful and so important.
It's like when we need to get excited when we disagree with somebody. Like, that is awesome. We're unique. We're different. We have different ideas on things. How boring would it be if we all thought the exact same thing? If that was a reality we lived in, we'd be dying for differences. We'd be dying for people to be unlike us. So it's like celebrating those things. And when someone has a deep, deep belief that is opposite of yours, instead of hating them and instantly pushing them away, that just creates separation, obviously. Taking a step towards them. Maybe that you don't need to agree with what their views or what they're saying, but it's another aspect when we can try to just understand where they're coming from. And when we lean in and try to understand who they are, their background, their experiences, why they think this way, that creates love, that creates connection, that creates this unity. And again, that's like so important in this. That's why I want to say it again. You don't have to agree with them. That's what people think. They think if I'm sitting here with you and we're conversing and you're telling me all these terrible things that I view, well, then I'm a part of this and I may believe them too. It's like, you can just hold space for that person. I want to share this story very, very, very quickly. There's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he's an African-American man, and he has helped convert hundreds of Ku Klux Klan members out of the KKK. Like, insane. And he did this because he held space for them. Like, I can't even imagine how difficult that must be. Like, and he held space for them and got to understand them and where they came from. And through that love and openness, these people started to realize how terrible their views and ideas were towards the world. Right. But that's what they grew up in. That was their experience. That was their reality. That was their life. They knew nothing else. They needed someone like him to come through with love and forgiveness so that they could understand another perspective. And that's what that allows us to do. It allows us to understand other people's perspectives, which just creates more understanding towards that person and creates more of that love for each other. And just knowing a little bit more about them and where they came from, it just paints a bigger picture of, okay, like, that's why you have these views like this. That's why you see the world in this way. And it just can help us see them as a being, as us, instead of this thing that we just hate and cannot see ourselves farther away from. When we do that, when we push ourselves away, even that's what it like with ideas or people we couldn't agree more with, we are just perpetuating the idea of separation and division. And we're moving further and further away from our unity and our connection and our love.
I feel like what you're speaking to is so helpful, because I talk about in therapy with my clients a lot, like, the difference between content and process. And to me, I picture like an iceberg, and the content is like just the tip of the iceberg. So people would disagree on the content of an argument or disagree on this topic, and they miss the whole deep connection and the deeper meaning there. And what you're saying, like, when someone disagrees with you, leaning into it, I always say, like, being a therapist is like a glorified toddler. I'm so curious about everything. I'm like, well, why? Like, help me understand that. Like, where are you coming from? And what happens there is that even though we might disagree on this thing, we're still connecting beneath the surface and being able to have that like human moment with each other. Like, help me understand, or like, I'm going to lean into the curiosity here. We're still connecting even if we disagree. And I think that's like what's standing out to me so much about what you're saying.
That was amazing. I just want to say this very quickly too. I'm not saying this is easy. I'm not saying like you suck if you don't do this. I don't do it all the time either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to come in here and be like, I have this all figured out. I do this every single day with ease. It's like, it's not easy for me either. But it's things that, like, through meditation, through mindfulness, where we can take that moment when our mind starts to get chaotic and be like, oh, this person, I can't believe they think this way. And to observe that, not be attached to it, not be that. Observe it. Like, okay, these emotions are coming up. View them. Look at them. Like, okay, those don't really serve me. This is not how I want to show up in this moment. And then we can start to create those connections with those people. But it is hard. It is difficult. Like, I get that.
And you read my mind, Justin, because in my head, I'm like, yes, I agree. I love everything that you're saying. I so deeply resonate with that. Heather and I, in this podcast, of course, we are spreading love in every single conversation that we're having. And we also try to keep in mind that there may be those listening who are like, I'm not there. This doesn't feel accessible to me. I feel so very far removed from being able to express, feel, share love. And so for those that are listening that maybe find themselves in that place, and as you very helpfully said, we all find ourselves there. You know, we all do. We all struggle to hold on to that love and to be that love that we want to 24/7, right? So for those listening, I would love to hear what helps you or what have you seen helps your community in those moments where love doesn't feel so accessible?
Love that. So like literally, I did just mention like meditation has helped me be very, very mindful. So before in those situations, I would get taken away. I would get taken away in the chaos and the craziness and my hatred towards that person. And it's almost like I didn't even realize it was happening. It just took me. So something like that, being very mindful so that you can even realize that that's happening. So you can take a step back. Also, which just really helped me in the community as well, understanding that that person who you could not agree more with really has those views and ideas based off of the environment that they grew up in, their parents, their community, the programming that they received their entire life. And so understand that if you were born as them in that exact situation, you may think the exact same thing. And that just creates a little bit more understanding. Like, okay, all right. So then I could see that in myself. And when you have that realization, do you want someone to hate you because of your views and beliefs? Do you want someone to think badly about you? Do you want somebody to disregard you and your feelings, your emotions, or your thought towards things? Like usually we don't want people to do that to us. So when we don't want people to do that to us, can we then show up in that way for somebody else? And when you truly grasping and understanding our oneness, we are. Like, this is all one. This whole thing is one. We're all intricate parts of the one, but we're all the one. You know what I mean? So when we have that true realization and understanding that these people, as well as ourselves, are God manifested in physical form, not the overall that you may think God being, but we are a part of God. We're a part of source. We're a part of the divine. So we are the divine. We are source. We are God. And then so when you can see that in another person, that can really help as well to look at them with more empathy, with more understanding, and more forgiveness in moments too, and just with a little bit more love. So those are definitely things that have helped me, because, and there's things I'm still working through, because it is, again, very, very challenging for me at times as well too, but those are definitely things that have helped.
The thing I didn't hear you say, and this is probably on purpose, is that in no part of this practice do you have to agree with them. Like, you can work on empathy and understanding and still have different opinions and still feel differently about something. Like, when we're trying to agree or change someone's mind, we're missing the point. It sounds like what we instead want to do is connect with where they're coming from, their intention, maybe understanding, and like showing up in love. I just think it's so interesting that like no part of what you were saying was like agree with them or try to. Like, you're talking about something entirely different. And I think that's so helpful.
Yeah. I honestly thank you for just bringing more awareness to that, because that's what it is. You don't need to like what they're saying or agree with them. I would love if we normalized loving people we disagree with. If we could do that, imagine the shift in the reality that we live in would be. Instead of this constant pushing away and this constant division, either this or that, I view it this way, you view it that way. When we can start to close that gap of separation, that's when we can get closer to this unity consciousness. And in these situations happen all the time. How often do we disagree? How often do Democrats and Republicans disagree with each other? It's like they look at them as completely opposite things. You're on that side, I'm on this side. I hate, you know, that just pushes us further and further and further. So when we can have these moments of connection, of understanding each other, not agreeing like we've said, but when we can have those moments, like, that is so powerful, because that brings us closer together as a consciousness.
And it's just what you said of bringing us to get closer together as a consciousness, that's what I see when I follow your Spread Love Movement page, especially on Instagram. And I see everybody having submitted their videos of sharing these happy, loving, hard, challenging, beautiful moments. I find myself to feel so grateful for the existence of social media and the way in which we are using social media these days, because we really do have the ability to get that message across that we all are seeking the same thing. We all are cut from the same cloth, right? And so just huge kudos to you for using social media in that way to get your to get that message across.
Thank you. And thank you for saying that, because that is like the whole point. So when people tell me that's resonating with them and that's actually how they're thinking and taking like what they're taking from the page, it means the world. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And I would love, as we begin to wrap up too, I would love to hear a little bit about your retreat experience and how, in the many ways I'm sure it did, how that deepened your why for whether that be the Spread Love movement or just how you show up embodied in love.
So the retreat was one of the best experiences of my entire life. It was wild. I was like, just don't know if I've ever been more present and grateful at the same exact time for such a long period of time. It was pretty wild. One of the main things that I took from it that really reinforces my ideas about love and really strengthens my why. So like with the podcast and with Spread Love movement, with how I show up every single day to the best of my ability, I want to help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to one that is more peaceful, loving, kind, empathetic, understanding, accepting, a consciousness that is one. And being at that retreat, I've realized that's not necessarily something I need to wait for anymore. Because when you are in certain environments or in certain communities or surround yourself with certain people, you can live that consciousness and that reality right now. And that's helped me too, because I've struggled with this in myself of like wanting this shift in consciousness and feeling too attached to it. Because it doesn't serve me to be like really attached. I'm like, oh, this has to happen. It's like, it honestly doesn't. It doesn't. If it does, that's great. If it doesn't, that's honestly great too. It's just a part of our evolution and a part of our growth as a species and a humanity. But that was really, really big for me, understanding that these things, that these types of relationships you can create now. And again, it's nothing that we need to wait for. The sooner that, and when I say like you, I mean everyone out there, I mean myself is very much included. The sooner that you start to act in love and take steps every day in love, you're going to start to attract that sort of reality to you. You're going to start to attract those people to you. They're going to be very like-minded, like-hearted as you. And you're going to start to see that own shift in your own reality and in your own consciousness of the people in your circle and the people that are around you. So I feel like that was honestly one of the most, I mean, there's so many other things too that I just won't get into right now, but that was like one of the most profound things that I really took from that experience. I was like, kind of gave me like a breath of fresh air, and kind of I felt like a release off of my chest of like, wow, dude, like you're already in it, and be grateful and be present in that and don't be wishing for something else. Enjoy and be present in what I have right now.
It also though made me think of our episode on like the ripple effect and how like we start this ripple. And then like also Justin, what you're describing is like finding yourself back in the center of it. So we had a whole episode on like surrounding yourself, and we did have an episode on manifestation and stuff too, but just talking about like the things that we do and the actions that we have do create a ripple, or the butterfly effect, if you want to call it that, like whatever it is that you label that. And I think what happened is like you're starting this ripple, but then you also, it sounds like, found yourself in another ripple, and like you were grateful and appreciative and trying to really be present in that too. So awesome. I love it.
It was cool too. And like in that experience and realizing that I'm already in moments living in that consciousness, it really invigorated me more to be like, this is like really, really, really possible. And we really can create this. And it gave me just like more energy and more like desire to continue to do this every single day and to help other people create this sort of a shift in their own life and in their own realities. But it was, honestly, it was super cool to be like, wow, like I really thought this is something that we would have to wait maybe like centuries to get to. and to realize that it's happening now just really made it so much stronger in me of doing Spread Love Movement, the podcast, and continuing to push out this message.
You said earlier too, like God, spirit, source, like universe is us and we are that. And like what Devin is saying, I'm just thinking like you have been here doing this work, creating this community, creating this platform, and then therefore found yourself in this community that gave you back what you have already been doing. And I just feel like it's just this like, everyone's like matching, like you did this and then like the universe showed back up for you. And then like you're reinvigorated or re-energized by it. And it's just going to continue to like manifest and ripple and like energize us all. So it's really cool.
Heather, honestly, that was perfect. That's like exactly what's been happening. When I started Spread Love Movement, it was for everyone else. It was for the world, for other people to feel love, because I already felt like I was there. And in that, I've received the most abundant amount of love because I'm giving it. It's how the universe works. What you give is what you get, just exactly how it is. And that, Heather, that was just, you nailed that. And that's exactly what keeps happening. I'm putting something out, I'm getting something back. I'm putting something else out, I'm getting something back. And it just continues to build and build and build.
Well, thank you so much, Justin, for joining us here today. I have loved, this is the first time I've seen you since we got back from the jungle, and I've loved being back in your energy. I know Heather, she's been smiling this whole episode and nodding her head and, you know, probably on the verge of tears too, like myself, just receiving your message and your words and hearing your story. So for those who would love to connect with you further, where can they find you? How can they connect with you? What do you have going on?
So, anybody can reach out through the Spread Love Movement page. So it's at Spread Love Movement underscore. If you want to get a quicker response, you can DM me at Justin Court, Court underscore. I get less messages there, so it's just easier for me to respond there. Definitely check out the podcast, the Spread Love Movement podcast. It's on available on all streaming platforms. Just having some of the most amazing, beautiful guests that are just creating massive positive impact in the world. And we talk about how they're doing this, their mindset, the stories that got them there, different tools and practices that they use that allow them and help them to show up as this just highest, beautiful version of themselves every single day. So the guests are awesome. So definitely come and check it out for the guests. They're great. Facebook, you can check us out at Spread Love Movement. Instagram is definitely where we're most active, but please, if you have any desire, any inclination to reach out, please
Beautiful.
do
And we
that.
will have all of your links and accounts in our show notes. So please, anybody listening, feel free to head there to connect further with Justin. Thank you again, Justin. It's been an honor sharing this conversation with you. Heather, I'm so happy that we were able to bring Justin in, my very first jungle friend.
Yeah, it's been really great.
I love that in this conversation, we didn't really get much into gratitude. We got into a bunch of other great things as well too. So I will just leave everybody with this. This is one of the most profound things I can really leave you with. And if you follow this, I know from my own experience and promise you will live in a much more positive, beautiful reality. You'll find thanks and gratitude all over the place. So I highly recommend everybody listening to start a gratitude practice. It is very, very, very simple. So DM me, reach out to me if you want to start your own gratitude practice. I have gratitude bracelets, and this is crucial in staying consistent in your gratitude practice. So I would love to send one of these to you, to some of your friends, but it's very simple. This is how the practice goes. So you have this bracelet. In the morning, you put it on when you're getting ready. This bracelet is your physical reminder to stop and think about what you're grateful for. Life is crazy. It's chaotic. It's hard to take moments here and there and be intentional and practice gratitude. So let's like be like intelligent about this. Let's use tools that will really help us stay extremely consistent in this practice. The only reason I've stayed consistent for over 5 years in this practice is because of this bracelet. So it is insanely powerful. So you put it on in the morning. Again, it just reminds you to stop and think about what you're grateful for. It's up to you. I don't even write them down. I'll take 1, 2, or maybe 3 minutes and I'll just be in the gratitude and I'll just think about things I'm grateful for. I'll feel the feelings of the excitement, of the thanks, of the gratitude I feel for it. I will just feel those positive emotions that that thing I'm expressing gratitude for gives me. That's really important, to really feel those positive emotions and feelings. At night, when you're going to bed or whenever, and you're taking, you know, you're getting undressed, when you take off this bracelet, again, it is a physical reminder. Its sole purpose is for you to stop and think about what you're grateful for. And do the same thing. Stop for 1, 2, 3 minutes. Be in that energy. Express your gratitude. It can change your day. I've got to the end of the day and I'm like, there's nothing to be grateful for today. Today sucked. What am I gonna be grateful for? And I'm like, all right, just calm down, relax for a second. And I'll take a moment and I'll think. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things will pop up. Then I'm like, wow, I totally missed those throughout the day because I was so stuck on the negative and I was so stuck on like the not so great things that were happening. So it can change your whole day. But when you do this practice consistently, gratitude will seep into your subconscious. It'll become who you are. You already are gratitude. You are love. You are those things already. But your mind now will not have to look and seek and find and scrape and claw to find things to be grateful for. It will just instantly find them on its own. A situation will happen. Your first thought will be positive and be, ooh, wow, there's gratitude here. Well, I'm grateful for this. And feel the power in that and how much that can drastically change your life. When that first initial thought towards almost every situation is one of thanks and one of gratitude and one of appreciation and one of positivity. That is the most profound part of this practice. When you do it consistently, your mind will just go there on its own without you even trying. So please, this gratitude practice has incredibly transformed my entire life. I live in a completely new reality now where I'm just seeing gratitude all over the place. You can do this too. I am nothing special. Anybody can do this. It's just doing it consistently twice a day. After about 6, 7, 8 months, it'll seep into your subconscious and that just will be who you are. And I promise you, doing it for that period of time, it is so worth it. It takes 1 to 3 minutes of your day twice a day. That's it. Isn't that worth you being way more positive and feeling way more joy about situations, not getting so down, but seeing the good in something and having your mind go towards that first? We create our reality with our own thoughts. So if your thoughts are, this sucks, this is terrible, that's your reality. If your thought is, okay, this may be difficult, but there's good things here. Where can I find the gratitude? What good can come from this? What joy can come from this? It completely changes your life. So I love you all, and I know how much this has changed my life. And if you're open to it, I think this would also be a great practice for anyone listening. And I know how much it can change your life for the better. So I'm giving you this message with so much love and excitement, because I just know what it can do for you, because it's done that for me.
Big mic drop right there. And yes, I have my I Am Grateful bracelet as well. And I love it. It makes me smile every single day thinking about your presentation, your energy, your message on gratitude. And Heather and I love a conversation on gratitude. So great message. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever you can do to help share this with the world. We put a lot of energy, effort, and time into creating this beautiful podcast with these incredible guests to help bring more awareness to the love that exists all around us. So if you can help spread some love, we'd really appreciate it. Love you.